episode 19 of
Brutal Battle.
You sounded like the devil, like you were summoning that from the depths of hell.
I used to be the lead singer of a digital hardcore band called Audible Aneurysm, and that's how I sang.
Well, how long ago was this?
This was in 2004, 5, around that time.
Wow.
I mean, it was awesome, though, man. And you were, what, had some good...
You were 40 years old, then?
40 years old? Digital hardcore? How is that... How do you associate that with a 40-year-old man?
No, I'm just trying to say you're old.
Oh,
you're not actually... You're younger than me, but...
We had a song about werewolves, which were cool back then, before all this stupid Twilight BS. We had a song about Transformers.
I thought you were going to say transvestites. It was about Willem Dafoe.
Transformers. It was about Unicron. And if you're a shrew dork, you know that Unicron is like... He eats worlds, man. Unicron knows what's up.
Nerd. Okay. Some things I wanted to mention. One, this is episode 19.
How dare you call me a nerd on this podcast?
We've already identified ourselves as nerds.
How dare you?
I dare.
Audible Aneurysm. That shit was good.
Can you get it anywhere?
No. Exactly. We never
that good.
We never recorded any of it. But it was fun. It was a good time. Anyway. Yes, episode 19.
This is episode 19, which means that next episode is our second decasode.
Wow.
Amazing.
We need to do more barbecue then.
Well, that's what I was kind of hoping.
Gosh, I've smoked so much. I've done like, let me see here.
You smoked so much pork?
I've done like 90 pounds of pulled pork in the last month.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, like 8, 12, 13-pound butts. They're Boston butts.
He likes pork
shoulder.
Butts and cannot lie.
Yes. No, it's for people. They pay me to make it.
Hey, you know, that's cool. That's cool.
I want to do some pastrami. That's what I want to do.
Okay, well, how about this?
Pastrami.
Pastrami for our second decasode.
Gosh, we gotta plan this
whatever
out.
Else you can make that's good, but don't... As much as the kale was awesome, don't do the kale with, if you're going to do it, with less vinegar.
Yeah, I put a crap load in it.
And I think that's what really killed us on that
60 minutes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my, because I love vinegar. So I was just like, oh my God.
Because
that's not a recipe I have written down. I was just glugging stuff in and throwing it in. Yeah, it was vinegary. It's all hell. But I liked it. But yeah, yes, I agree. No, with pastrami, you got to do different things. You have to go do things that go with pastrami. Mustard goes with pastrami, so therefore I would do my mustard-based potato salad, which is fantastic.
Oh, I've had it. Yes, I've had it, and I do love it.
With the pastrami? The only problem is pastrami needs to cure at least 10 days. Pastrami needs to cure at least 10 days, so if I want to do this before we record again, I got to start that curing process ASAP.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I've been wanting to do... That's done. We're going to mark that in the books.
Sounds
pastrami.
Good.
Bam.
And maybe we should go ahead and get a guest for it as well.
Yeah,
since
we should.
It's like a big celebration.
We should have Mark on. He likes
beer.
He likes beer.
Okay.
And he's uncomfortable and awkward. That should be fun. And he doesn't really like beer all that much. Kind of hates a lot of beer. But
it's Mark Z, everyone. The one that I made drink the terrible beer.
Yes, Savres.
Yes. So, another thing I actually wanted to bring up, besides the second decasode, is that... Thinking about it, that Mikkeller that we had on the last episode, the Nugget, the single hop IPA, that's the very first foreign beer that we've had on the show.
Is it?
Yes. Think back. There have been no...
O'Hara's.
O'Hara's. Oh, is it? Yeah, O'Hara's is from Ireland, isn't it?
Duh.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
The episode before that, hello.
So in the past two episodes...
We've had a foreign beer each episode.
Right, yes. Exactly.
I can get
when
that.
Prior to that, you know, what, we went through 16 episodes, and all of the beers throughout those episodes were from the U.S.
Hmm.
Barring the one that you had for our decasode, the Rausch beer, Marzen style one.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't like an official entrant.
The Echschenferle Rauschbier. Rauschbier.
I listened to that episode and it's really funny to listen to us try and pronounce
Echschenferle Rauschbier.
But then also when I listen to that, I feel like I'm reliving the flavors of those baked beans that you made with the pie filling.
Man.
Amazing.
I love that recipe. God, I just make it and eat it as a main course.
We're talking so much about food, I feel like. our listeners are probably thinking not so much thinking about beer podcast. Right now, but just like, oh man, I could really go for some good pastrami.
Yeah, but if you live in the upper northern Maryland area and you want food like this, send me an email. Pay me money. I make you food. We both win.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I am trying to start a little catering gig on the side, though. So.
Okay, cool. Look, he's trying to start a catering gig.
Yep.
And maybe we could work something in where we provide beer. Well, I mean you, obviously, yeah. But I would help you out and not take a cut of the money.
I've been trying to think of a name for like my catering business, too. Brutal Barbecue.
Brutal Barbecue.
That would be awesome.
Hey, go ahead. Feel free to use it. That's fine with me. You are half a Brutal Battle. Brutal
Barbecue.
You're half a Brutal Battle. No, but honestly, if you want to roll in like beer recommendations and stuff, I would help you with that. Not want any of the profits. 100% would not want any of the profits. Just because that kind of stuff is fun for me. Mm-hmm. But that'd be cool. That'd be a cool experience for anyone who's listening. If you want to purchase some barbecue from Kyle, and we can also either, you know, get some beers that would be marked up considerably, maybe, and or give you recommendations as to what beers that you could.
Can I tell a little story?
Go ahead. Is this story time with Uncle Kyle?
It's a little story. Well, my brother, who's going through some rough times now, but a couple of years ago, he had his own coffee roasting business.
Oh, okay.
And it's literally, and I've had coffee. You know, I may be young, you may think I'm a weirdo and I'm a nerd, but I've had coffee all over the place. I travel a lot. He made some of the best coffee I've ever had in my life because he really did his... My brother goes into something with passion and with drive. He goes in all in. I mean, he goes... So this coffee was amazing. Anyway, so I had fantasies of opening a restaurant that was coffee and barbecue.
And beer.
And beer, yeah. And then beer, because he's a beer enthusiast like we are, you know. So it was just, I had so many great ideas for it. And it obviously never panned out. He's sold, I don't even think he has a business anymore. He sold his big roaster and all that because he's going through some stuff right now. But yeah, it was his business was called Cracked Up Coffee, and it was awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Amazing, amazing stuff. When I make pulled beef, I use his espresso blend and the rub for my beef, and it's amazing.
If fantastic. You happen to have any extra beans that I could try,
oh man,
I would love to try some. I recently got into coffee, like 2 years ago. I actually got into coffee.
I mean, it's a whole nother. Like people think, you know, your Folgers is crap and your Starbucks is amazing. Well, my brother is on the level where the Starbucks is crap and his is amazing. Like it's a
That's
whole
awesome.
I mean it's a whole another dimension of the drink.
Cool.
I've had coffee in New York City, San Francisco, Blue Bottle, and he just murders it. It's great.
Interestingly enough, I can tie this back to beer.
Yes. Coffee and beer go very well together.
Exactly. And I was actually going to tie it back by saying that I believe that the beer journey that I put myself on of getting to loving IPAs is what helped me easily get into coffee when I tried it. Because for the longest time, I was kind of like, I don't want to get into coffee. I don't really have any desire. But my wife is a huge coffee lover. And she was like, I'd really like if I could kind of share that with you. Because I got her into wine and I got her into beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were sharing that. So now I was like, you know, it's really only fair if I try and get into coffee so I can share that with her. So I really firmly believe that because I got into like the hot bombs, like the really, you know, like palate assaulting beers, it was seamless for me to get into coffee because coffee has such like a, you know, it can be a harsh flavor.
Mm-hmm.
When you're not, you know, diluting it with all these creamers and crap like that.
Oh, no creamer. Good coffee should be drank black.
Exactly.
Period.
And
no question.
Here's the thing. When I started out with coffee, you know, I started easy and I'm like, you know, I put a good creamer in it and blah, blah. But after, you know, a few months, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try it black. And I found myself really, really enjoying the roasted flavors that come out of the beans and just like the kind of tobacco-iness that you get on the finish.
Oh, yeah.
And it just made me think of like...
Mm.
Beautiful beers, you know?
I'm going to give him a call right now and be like, make me some coffee, man.
But I was really, like, at that point when I was drinking black coffee, I just started really, in my mind, equating it to well-crafted microbrews.
Yeah. It's a craft just like, just like beer.
And obviously I started with...
have your macro, brews of coffee, exactly. And you have your micro brews of coffee, I guess you could...
They are very macro, similar.
Macro, micro, yeah, I guess you could apply the same terms.
Very similar.
Yep.
But I will say, obviously I started out with the easy stuff. Like, I started getting, iced lattes from, Dunkin' Donuts. Ooh, iced-flavored lattes from Dunkin' Donuts. Yikes. Like, crap like that. And then, I was doing, Starbucks, and then... Eventually, I moved up, and we've been drinking now coffee from this brewer. What would you call it? A roaster? From a roaster. They're called Counterculture, and it's all organic, fair trade, not free trade. Which is, free trade sucks. Fair trade is good. Fair trade organic coffee beans, and they do short runs. Of whatever beans they buy from small bean growers all over the world, and then they just will put out a certain amount, and when it's gone, it's gone. And Wine World near us, a great source for good wine and beer, they carry this coffee. Hmm. So it's really funny because that's the only place we buy our coffee from now is a liquor store, which is really funny. People find that hilarious.
Interesting, yeah.
But it is outstanding coffee. And one thing I've identified too is I gravitate towards the beans from South America more than anything else.
Oh yeah.
I feel like the ones from South America have that deep roastiness, that real tobacco-y finish, and the ones from Africa have sweeter finish.
Ethiopia.
Which is good too.
Ethiopian coffee beans were the best I had that my brother.
I had some from Ethiopia, and it had a nice sweetness, it had a nice nuttiness to it. But, and I'm sitting here, and we're describing this, and all these flavors I've experienced in beer, too.
Yep.
And it's
parallels,
just,
man.
It's so cool. It's so cool the way that happens.
The people that turn their noses up at fancy coffee are probably the same people that turn their noses up at fancy beer.
Yeah. I would agree with that kind of assessment. And I can't tell you how many people in my life... I've come across and I'm like, you should try, something a little bit better beer-wise when I see them drinking, the macros.
Yeah.
And they're so close-minded. People love routine. People love routine.
Yeah, and cheap and, convenient. Obviously, convenience plays a large part in most people's lives, which I understand. Yeah. It is what it is. You have a family and all that stuff. You get to work, you need to get home, et cetera, et cetera.
But break from the routine, people.
Hold on, here's a question. Would you say... Are macro coffees easier to drink than macro beers? Say you get like a Folgers or whatever, something from Dunkin' Donuts, whatever is the run of the mill crap coffee. Is it easier to drink than a Bud Light, Miller Lite, etc., Coors Light?
For me personally, you mean?
Well, yeah, sure, you personally.
For me personally, the coffee would be easier. The macro coffee would be easier than the macro beer. And I say that because, as you've so eloquently said before, they have an assy finish on on the macro beers. There isn't so much of that with the macro roasters, I guess you would say.
Folgers.
But that's mainly because you can dilute it with so much stuff. With beer, you're not really diluting it.
That is true, you can add your creamers and your sweeteners and whatever else. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
And I will say what I've noticed is a lot of these people that I know who are into, are into the macro beers, beers that aren't so good, not necessarily even macro, but lower grade micros as well. The more I think about it, these are the same people who put tons of cream and sugar in their coffee. it's these people just looking for the sweetness,
They want to cover up the fact that the coffee they're drinking is so terrible. Which I understand. Yeah. I would too if I were drinking crap like that.
Yeah, but it's even when they're drinking, even if you give them good stuff, they just gravitate towards putting that sweetness in there.
We come back to habit. It's what they know. Yeah. It's what they do.
Well, but I also think that, there's a correlation between the bitterness of hops and the bitterness of black coffee, the natural bean flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And, people like you and I, we love us some good micros. We love us some good coffee.
After we finish this episode, We should go drink some coffee.
Actually, if you would like to, I will give you some of the counterculture coffee that we have right now. It is damn good.
A little bit.
Damn good.
A little bit.
All right. Well, I'm you know, I'm not going to work tomorrow, so
yeah, exactly.
Beer and coffee all night long.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm gonna be peeing brown tomorrow. I'm so dehydrated.
Oh, I haven't gotten anything in my system.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, actually, you know, while we do have a little bit of time.
A little bit.
I wanted to pull out. Yeah.
We've been gabbing here for a bit.
We have, but we got a little bit of time.
We're talking their ear off over here.
I'm going to save one story. I always have all these stories written down. But I will say, there's a brewery in Maine called Mystic Brewery. And they are planning to, well, they're currently trying to get yeast cultures from blueberries. Now, I'm not 100% sure, and maybe I should do some more research on this, how you can pull yeast cultures from things like blueberries.
Got me.
You no idea?
I would assume at some point they would ferment, and then maybe you would extract it at that point.
I could see that. I guess maybe
sit out and they rot and ferment after a time.
Well, that kind of makes me think of like with wine grapes. If they get botrytis, which is but that's kind of like a form of mildew-ish something. I don't know. But anyway,
you're outside of my comfort zone.
We'll bring it back.
We're pretending to be smarter than we actually are. We need to settle this. We need to dumb it down a little bit.
But that's just something that I had seen and thought it was very interesting, that they were going to try and create yeast cultures from blueberries. Yeah. So it made me really wonder, not knowing a whole lot about yeast, would it actually impart blueberry flavoring from the yeast?
Not at all. None? I don't think so.
Mm-mm. So then what would really be the benefit from this?
Because Mainers are crazy about blueberries. And they are. I mean, that's the thing up there. I've been to Maine. I mean, it's blueberries up, down, left, right, blueberries everywhere.
They're also crazy about lobster. Do you think they could get yeast from lobsters?
No, but they sure as hell probably make a lot of lobster stouts.
I've never ever in my life had a lobster stout.
Holy hell. You've never had a lobster stout?
No. I know you talked about the one, the chalk lobster. It was the dogfish head.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
I just thought about this.
What's that?
Along that same line, people around the Chesapeake obsessed with Chesapeake crabs.
Yes.
A crab stout or something like that might be pretty interesting.
Blue crab stout?
Yeah.
Oh, that would... Heavy Seas should grab that.
They probably have.
I don't think they have. Mm. I've had almost all Heavy Seas stuff.
Or like an Old Bay stout or like an Old Bay something.
No. Now you're getting into like
Old Bay beer.
The crabby bow that we talked about where people put Old Bay and National Boat BB in.
Ew.
Blech. Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend that.
Nonetheless, the blue crab, that sounds pretty interesting. Blue crab stout.
That could be cool. Yeah, just take the shells from the blue
crab.
Just
don't get it from the Chesapeake Bay.
I mean, that would literally be a taste of Maryland.
I can't wait to go crabbing again. I'm counting the days until late June, early July.
Well, hey, hook me up.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, man. I'll wait you up.
All right.
We go crabbing all summer long.
Sweet. Well... What I want right now.
You know what I like to have with my crabs?
Beers. I want these beers that are sitting in front of us right now.
I want them in my face hole ASAP.
All right. Well, let's talk about A. What's that look like? I feel like this is like the very similar in coloration to the two from two episodes ago.
Yes.
From episode 17.
It's very red. Brown red.
Yeah.
Very dark. Definitely. It's a little darker, I'd say. A little bit. I mean, it's clear. No cloudiness, but it's definitely dark. Oh, maybe a little bit of cloudiness.
I'm moving on to sniffing.
All right. Sniff it. Sniff it.
Ooh, it's got a smell I do not enjoy.
Ooh, yeah. Ugh. God.
I mean, I do pick out a little bit of hops in it, but it's kind of masked by that.
Kind of like a soapy finish. Like a soapy smell, almost. Like a... Very unpleasing, like hand soap kind of thing going on.
Yeah, I can see that. Not so hot.
Ooh, God. This is going to be bad. I don't even want to drink it. It's going to be terrible.
I mean, okay.
It's got a foamy head.
See if you feel me on this. I am constantly struggling to give a name to this one scent that I always get in beers that I deem not so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep smelling it in a lot of the ones that we were like, oh, terrible, terrible. And the closest I can that just keeps popping into my head is like an aroma of like waxy honeycomb.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know? Does that sound about accurate?
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying. I don't think I'm. I was gonna say this has got smells of cranberry and hay. Those are two things I'm picking up on.
Cranberry, that's interesting.
Yes, cranberry.
Now that you say that, I can get that.
Yeah, definitely cranberry, hay. I know what you mean, waxy honeycomb. Because it's got the sickly sweet, like almost the. That's what I say, like the synthetic. I think that's what, like the waxy synthetic, probably, like similar
Well, and
lines
that's
there.
probably where you're getting a little bit of that soapiness too.
Yes, true.
Very similar.
Very true. Yep, the waxy soapy.
We're learning as we go,
We are.
folks.
We make this shit up as we go along. We
Yes,
really
we
don't
do.
know what we're doing. Okay.
Okay, well,
Taste it up.
yeah, let's. There's. At first, I'm not getting a whole lot, and then I start getting a little something.
It's a touch sweet. It's got a decent amount of body, honestly. It's a
Yeah, it
little bit
does.
more body than we've had in the past couple bad beers we've had.
Are you getting any particular flavors?
It's got a very like burnt, almost toasty kind of finish, which I do not like at all.
But it's watery too.
Yeah, it is watery.
The flavors
It
it ha
simultaneously has body and water, and it's watery.
Yeah, the flavors it has are watered down,
Yeah.
is what it tastes like,
It's got
really.
a mouthfeel, though. It does have a semi-decent mouthfeel.
It does. Which is really odd. It's watery, but a decent mouthfeel.
Yeah, we're all over
Seem
the
like
place with this one.
oxymoron.
It's not good. I even almost give it a little bit of raisin when I drink it. A
I
little bit.
honestly,
It's a tiny bit.
yeah. I'm getting that kind of cranberryness that you're talking about, but it's not like really pronounced. It's very faint.
I just don't like this.
It's a little sourish, little
Yes,
bit.
sour. Ends on a bad note. Leaves your palate just very confused. Not really wanting more. This is a beer that I would order and kind of like, I'd wave the bartender down and be like, can I have something else, please?
It's
Because this is not enjoyable.
I could honestly see where this beer would be pleasing to plenty of people because
Yes.
it's neutral in the
I already know
sense
what I'm going to
that
give it. I already know the score I'm going to give it.
I think I know at this point, but let's go to B.
Let's go to
Give me a
B.
little time.
Let's see what other favorite beer we have here that I'm going to trash.
B is
Ooh,
more
holy hell.
orangey.
Yes, very orangey, super clear.
It
It has a little bit
reminds
of a
me,
haze, just a tiny bit of
it
haze.
reminds me in coloration almost exactly of the young Nugget Nectar that we had some episodes back. It's the same kind of coloration.
Wait until you smell it. Because I already did.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This might be Nugget Nectar.
It might be.
That
This is a
nose.
hop monster right
Yes.
here,
That
whatever
nose.
this
Well,
is.
okay, well then here would be the thing. Smell for that mango. You remember we were getting a bit of
Oh
that
yeah.
mango?
Like freshly peeled mango too.
Yes. Is it in there?
Yeah, oh yeah. Huge.
Dude, that is so good.
Huge, 'cause I have a mango peeler, and like when you push that thing down, you just all that aroma comes up in your nose. That's exactly what this smells
I'm
like.
getting the same stuff. It is just like
I
banging
bet
with
you
citrusy hop
this is an
goodness.
angry hop bomb of a beer. Cheers, friend,
It's gonna
'cause
bang my palate,
let's
dude.
go. Oh man.
It's good.
Uh-oh. Oh man, the smell. It's not really super hoppy.
No, it's not like super duper hoppy, but it is. It's still hoppy. It's still
Yeah.
like, it's good hoppy.
This is good. This is good. This might have a fighting chance for me. This is good.
This is a good beer. This is a good beer. This is giving me some inner turmoil.
I already know what I'm gonna give both beers. This is really, really good.
I know where I'm gonna go with this one.
I'm struggling. Okay. I got a nine. I got an idea. Why did I say that?
Okay, now I need to regroup and figure out A as well. I'm going to double fist again.
See, I think this is the time where we should blindly score, because when you give it...
Oh, God, A is so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad after B.
No, when you give it, like...
Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up. That's really bad.
We sit here and we look at our scores and we're like, oh, if I give it this, it'll be the new one. And we should just... I have a score in mind that you're not going to affect for B, so... Oh, God. A is a horrible corpse of a shell of a beer compared to B. This is probably the most lopsided tasting we've had, I think.
Yeah.
A is just like terrible, and B is amazing.
Yeah.
B is amazing, and no, not amazing, amazing, but it's really, really good.
I don't know. I feel, but the thing for me is, yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling conflicted. I'm just gonna, you know, out loud with this. I'm feeling conflicted because I feel like B is a very good beer, and my first inclination was a 7. But then I think about the Racer 5,
mm-hmm.
and
you shouldn't though.
It was so refreshing, you so shouldn't. Good.
What you say isn't gonna deter me from the score I'm giving it, because. This is a blind tasting podcast. Okay. We shouldn't think about what you gave.
You're right.
We
You're
shouldn't
right.
think about what we gave. Other beers, future beers, past beers, whatever.
I should go where I originally wanted to. It. All right. Do you want to?
A is a 2 simply because it had slightly more body than I expected.
I agree. I was gonna go 2 as well on A. So obviously that is.
And B is a super solid 8. I would have given it a 9 if I really liked hoppy beers, but I don't. But it is great. It is great. It's very, very good. So that's a 2 and an 8, period. No question.
It's... Oh, okay.
I like B a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, God, this is so tough for me. But do I go with what I was originally thinking or what I thought when I was thinking a little bit harder? And honestly...
Be true to your... You're not impressing anyone...
You know
the
what?
Listeners don't care.
I feel like my first...
Be true to yourself.
I feel my first inclination is what I should do. And my first inclination was a 7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do a 7 on B.
Okay.
Which means that we have a new Master Brewer Lord.
Really?
Yes. 7.5. Because Racer 5...
Was a 7?
Was a 7.
Oh, okay.
So whatever beer B is our new Master Brewer Lord, because it is a 7.5.
Wow. Well, what... What were you struggling with? What were you going to give it otherwise?
A 6. Which would have actually forced a playoff.
Oh, a taste off. Oh, that would have been so cool. Can we do it anyway?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, and hey, you listeners, we're going to do it anyway. You go to hell.
Well, okay. Well,
we should.
Hold on. Well, then let's do this. I'm just going to revise it.
Do a 6.
It's a 6. Because hey, I was very
second
conflicted.
Deca episode or whatever.
I was very conflicted on it, so don't hate us for this, people. But we're doing a 7, and you know what? I really think that it's good if I change that though, because I feel like in order to make this important decision, I need to have this beer next to the
yes,
Racer 5.
Yes, and it'll be our 20th episode. It'll be a taste off.
Hell yeah!
It'll be amazing.
Perfect.
So epic.
High five on that one, bro.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, very cool. So we're just going to go ahead and call that tied with the Racer 5 IPA by Bear
yeah,
Republic, whatever
like
it is.
That's a good idea, I think.
Cool. Yeah, I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm. So episode 20 will be like a Master Broverlord face-off to the death brutal battle.
Yes, if you want to give like a really long title to
yes.
it.
Yes, well, you know, it just kind of came out
cool.
organically.
Well, let me go ahead and reveal then.
I'm going to drink the poop out of B.
Okay, so A.
And I'm going to dump A in the sink and then maybe pee on a little bit.
So A, with an overall of 2, which we did not like so
a,
much, is...
I'm sorry, A, but you suck.
I can't even say the name. Thunderhole Ale.
Thunderhole Ale from Bar Harbor. Weren't we just talking about Maine?
Yes, it is from Maine, isn't it? Hold on, is it from Maine? Let me check here.
Isn't Bar Harbor, Maine?
Yeah, it's from Maine.
Yeah.
It's from Bar Harbor, Maine. Thunderhole Ale.
Yeah, well, that tasted like somebody's Thunderhole.
Not good. Not good.
No, That was bad.
Okay, well then let's go to B. Gosh,
this is crazy because I have no idea what this beer is.
What will be locked in Mortal Kombat?
Can I do the reveal? I'm gonna do the reveal.
Okay, go ahead and do
I'm doing it.
Kyle's doing it.
It's the first
with a
ever.
Seven and Ooh. tying Ooh. The Bear Republic Racer 5.
Bomber.
It is a bomber.
Ooh.
Go ahead and reveal it, Kyle. What
My
is it?
My first reveal ever, folks. It is.
Oh!
Heavy Seas.
Heavy Seas.
Uncharted Waters, the Big Dippa, D-I-P-A.
It is a double IPA.
Double IPA, 10.5% alcohol by volume. Wow, way to go, Heavy Seas. I am super impressed.
You know what's really funny?
Super impressed.
We talked about Maine, and Beer A is from Maine.
And we talked about Heavy Seas, and Beer B was heavy. Wow. If you're listening, we can't make this up, folks. This is podcasting at its best. Wow.
I'm very excited.
Very impressive.
I don't think that's going to be out too much longer, so I'm going to have to run out and grab one real fast for our showdown.
Yeah, go do it. Go do it right now.
Awesome.
I think it's funny that the label here just describes how it's exposed to wood and all that stuff, and we didn't mention wood once when we tried this.
Well, you know, maybe that's actually I would say that that's why we were getting so much hop aroma off it, mm-hmm. and then when we tasted it, it was a little more muted than what we thought it would be. That's because of the wood.
Look at that, the Big Dippa,
double IPA,
10.5%. That is impressive.
10.5. Wow, that is.
Hit it very well.
I'm going to say that's bitching for 10.5. Mm-hmm. They did an awesome job masking that.
I agree. I 100% agree.
All right.
We are killing that. How much is left in this bottle? Oh, it's half full. Well, then it's a party.
Well, then we've got some work ahead of us.
Yeah.
Everybody, thanks for listening.
I think we have to sign off because we're going to get hella drunk right now.
I wouldn't say that. But
pants be coming off. Right. Best recognized, fool.
I'm going to say this. I think that the way we need to end this is with a toast, because that's basically what we did for the Bear Republic. Yeah. Next time everybody hears us, we will be having a face-off.
It's going
to
be
the Big Dippa by Heavy Seas versus Racer 5 IPA by Bear Republic.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to win?
You can't miss it.
Death. Here we go. Signing out.
Cheers.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.